Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
There's a day coming, if I live long enough, actually if I live too long, there's a day coming that I'll face some of the worst moments, worst hours of my life. I shared that bit of that on Monday night. There's a dread in the back of my mind about a day when I don't have that good wife that God gave me 40 years ago that she's not with me. That could happen. Amen. God knows my heart, and I hope He's merciful, and I hope He takes me first. Amen. Because she's tougher than I am. But I'm telling you right now, I'm convinced that God don't change. I'm absolutely persuaded that God don't change, that He's good all the time. Yep. When I think it ain't good, and when it doesn't suit me, and when it's broke my heart, and when I don't know, hey, there ain't nothing wrong with a broken heart. I'll tell you right now, that's where God specializes. Yep. Every time I've ever shed a tear in earnest heartbreak or compassion or concern or worry or fear, friend, God's able to help you. And He's helped me. And I'm glad He's a good God. Psalms 106. I'm just going to read the first verse. There's so much more that we could read. But the simple thought that God's given me this afternoon has come from the first verse. The Bible said, "Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. For His mercy endureth forever." Father, bless your word tonight. Bless everybody that's got a song, a testimony to give. And I realize this ain't out of order, and I pray we just follow you in it and trust you, God, that you'll speak to our hearts. And God, that we'll embrace what you've sent for us tonight. May it be food for our souls. May it be, God, the very salve, God, for our wounds. May it be the thing that fixes what's broke. And Lord, if there's one among us that's lost, may it be the goodness of God that leads them to repentance tonight. May they recognize you and find you and know you as their Lord. We're trusting you now for all we can't do, which is a great deal. We trust you as we believe, Father, just asking you to do in the hearts of all those that are here what need be done. For we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. He is good. And many times in the Word of God, you'll find that little phrase, "He is good," or "God is good." And in every one of those, I believe it's reminders to the people of God, most of them in the Old Testament. But you'll find, I believe it's reminders to the people of God that there are circumstances in life that ain't good. We can find situations in our hearts in places, friend, where we're struggling and we need help, but thank God, I've got one friend that knows just exactly what I need. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in that place where you didn't know what to do next. You couldn't make a decision. You couldn't hardly breathe for the trouble you was under. You felt the load and the strain of what this whole world can deal and dish out sometimes. But thank be unto God, He's never left you and He won't leave me. Amen. The comfort tonight is in knowing that God is faithful and God is never changing. He's always the same, but greater still than that is God is good. And brother, that's an attribute of God. You can't change who God is. You can't change what He is, whether it be you or me. He's still good tonight. He's good to the sinner. He's good to the saint. He's good, friend, to those that trust Him. He's good to them that don't. Friend, God is good regardless of who you are. Now, I'm not preaching everybody into heaven. You can't get to heaven, friend, unless you be born again. You'll have to be saved by the grace of God to get through those gates to have your name written. But I want you to know, brother, God reigns it on the just and the unjust. I'm glad, friend, that there ain't ever been a day that He had me safe in His hand. There ain't ever been a time that I've been out of the shepherd's view. I might wander and I may stray in this world, but thanks be unto God, when I came into the fold of the good Lamb of God, brother, He made it known that He's a good shepherd tonight, and He's mine. He's a shepherd that sticks with me. He's a shepherd that saves me. A shepherd that feeds me. He's a shepherd that protects me and guides me. Brother, he's all that I need today. He's a good God. He's a good God. Amen. I'm not sure who you're serving tonight, but mine's good. Mine's a good God. And brother, there's been times when I didn't know what to do. There's been times in my life where I wasn't sure where it was going to come from, how it would get paid, what would happen, what way it would turn out. But brother, I want you to know that through it all, whether it suited me or it didn't, I found that God was still good, and he's still good today. What a good God we serve. I believe sometimes we just lose track of what it is God's done for us. Amen. Maybe we ought to remind ourselves of how good God's been. I thought about it. Well, I made a note to myself. I threw it away after that. I realized that the note was for me. But I'm going to share it for you. Sometimes God will share things, and I've got to share it with you. And what he said was that sometimes you forget who you were when you was lost. Amen. Some of you need to just take this minute and think back about 5 years or 10 years or 20 years. Maybe for some of you it's near 40 or 50 years now. But regardless who you was, if you ever was lost, you're able to raise your hand today and say, thank God, I ain't that way no more. Amen. I may find some days where I don't know when the sun will ever shine for me again. But I'll think, amen, I'll be able to thank God regardless of what it is, because he's always good and he's good to us. What a good God. Amen. I'm glad I ain't lost no more. He's real good. Not just a little good, he's real good. We were talking about this the other night with the men from the prayer group on Monday night, and I made a comment. I was joking, of course, but I made a comment from the Word of God. The Bible said that the righteous shall be made fat. And I said, this is getting ridiculous. I thank God that he's good. He's a real good God. Amen. You'll never be in a place, friend, that you ought to be in awe of God. Amen. I'm looking back at you, Gavin. I see what you hold. He's a good God. I'm telling you right now, I don't care where you go, and it may not be the best days or the worst days, maybe just ahead of you. Don't know none of that, but I know this. God's good, and he don't change, and he'll be there when nobody else is there for you. God will be there. He's right. How come, preacher? Because he's good. That's who he is. You can't separate goodness from God. That's who God is. And brother, he's my God. He's a good God tonight. Amen, amen, amen. I don't know why I'm still hung up on this, but I'm thankful to God I wasn't raised in a Buddhist home. Amen. I ain't never worshipped a little statue, and I pity the poor folks that do. Amen. I need something that can help me. Because I get in a mess about half the time. I'm crying out a real elementary prayer. I'm saying, God, hit me. I need help right now. Brother, I ain't ever got to the place that I wasn't desperate for the hand of God to work in my life. But may I say to you today, he's real good to me. He's real good. Well, the psalmist said, praise ye the Lord. Yeah, praise ye the Lord. Amen, amen. That's a responsibility you got. Amen. When he said, praise ye the Lord, he was saying, Alfred, you need praise the Lord. He was saying, Larry, you need praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Ain't you glad of that? I'm glad that mercy doesn't have an expiration date. If it did, we'd all been gone with the milk. Amen. They'd have thrown us out because we wasn't good anymore. But thank God mercy endureth forever. But he's a real good God tonight. I want to think about just a few things as I share them with you. God bless my heart this afternoon with this, and sometimes I need it. Amen. Say, preacher, you don't ever get discouraged, do you? Yeah. About half the time, that's my biggest battle. You don't ever get down, do you? Yep, about half the time, that's what I'm trying to get over. Amen. The devil lies to me probably more than anybody here, and I have to continuously fight with that. But amen, what a good God I've got. Every time I open up the Word of God, brother, he's still telling me how good he is. Amen. When I look around and I see what God has done, I have nobody to thank for it but him. Amen. Thank God that he's been faithful to me every step of the way. When I didn't have two nickels to rub together, he was a good God. When I didn't know, amen, what was going to happen the next day, he was a good God. When I didn't know, I prayed how it was going to turn out from the sickness and the report they'd give me, he was a good God. When I didn't know, I prayed how to be saved. Brother, he showed me he's a good God today. He's real good today. He's real good. Amen. I'm glad I've got a good God. Hey, let me say it like this. He's given me a good family. Amen. Some of you's raised up homes that you didn't go to church. Some like to say it like this. I had a drug problem when I was little. They drug me to church every time the doors was open. Amen. I thank God for it. Amen. I got saved when I was young. And I thank God for that too. Me and Tracy was talking about last night. She said, all I can say is I thank God that he saved us for the rest of the city. She said, I'd have been an addict. She said, I'm certain of that. She said, it runs in our family. We all got tendencies. She said, I'd have been an addict. I'd have been a mess. I'd have been ruined. And she said, but God did something I couldn't do. God organized something. God made something out of nothing. I'm telling you right now, he ain't a little good. He's real good. I don't know what you're looking for in a God tonight, but I got one I'd like to recommend. He ain't never failed me. He's been there every step of the way. He's the author, brother, and the finisher of our faith. He's the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And brother, good through it all, he's a good God tonight. He's a good God. Yeah, he's given me a good family. Perfect? No, I didn't say a perfect family. I said he's given me a good family. Amen. And I got thinking about that. I got a good extended family. You know, Rodney was talking about that today. He'd call me up, and I was trying my best to aggravate him. And he just, you know how he laughed? He was laughing. And then he stopped for a minute. And he said, hey, he said, I got to say this. He said, for 20 years of my life, I couldn't laugh. He said, I was strung out on all that stuff, trying to get over the pain I was in. And he said, I didn't have no friends. The only friend I had was Lenny. And he said, I didn't have nobody. And he said, life was miserable. He said, but when God, the good shepherd, brought me back into the fold, he said, not only did he restore unto me the joy of his salvation, but brother, he said, he gave me a great big family. And he said, boy, they're good. They're good. He got to shouting, talking about it. He said, when I had my surgery the other day, he said, Melanie was telling me there was four or five of them from Edgewood Church pulled in there and sat with her the whole time I was in surgery. And he said, I ain't never had nobody love me like that. He said, I'll just be honest. I said to him, I said, brother, when you moved into the family of God, that's when it gets good. I don't know about you, but I sure am glad that I've got a good family in God. I've got a good, hey, I love my church tonight. Amen. I like going to other churches, but ain't nothing like home. I like feeling the presence of God, being among the people of God. He's a good God today, and he's real good to us. A good family. Amen. I go on about a good life. Not that I've been good, but God's been good. Amen. I've lived long enough now. I can tell you right now, I can tell you by experience that God's been good in every circumstance I've ever been in. Amen. Whether I was on my face in sorrow, in bitter tears, whether I was repenting, or regardless of where I was at, friend, God has been faithful in the same through every bit of it, and I highly recommend him to you tonight. I don't know what you're going through, but I'll tell you right now, he's a real good God. He's good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. I believe we miss it sometimes. We just don't open our heart. Amen. Maybe we just get kind of stuck in the here and now and we forget where he brought us out of. What the psalmist said was he lifted me up out of that horrible pit, out of that miry clay, and he set my feet on a solid rock. Now, you can extrapolate what that means to you. I can tell you my testimony about what that means to me, but regardless if you was ever lost and now you're saved, you ought to be able to say with me, he's a real good God today. Amen. He's good. He's good. And I didn't say we didn't have troubles. And I'll tell you right now, God's put me in some of them. Amen. There's been times, I guarantee you, that God authored the struggle I was in. Hey, when you think about the growth of anything, it's got to be stretched before it can grow. Them old trees, God will send the wind through and he'll just nearly lay them over as he begins to break the fibers in that bark on the outside. But you know what spring will do? When that spring growth comes and that old tree's been stretched, that old tree's been moved, and them old fibers have been broke up, and that which was stiff and unyielding has been made pliable and usable. When the spring comes, brother, she'll begin to grow toward heaven, and them old limbs will grow out, and them leaves will bust forward, and the fruit will come out. You say, how's it happen? Brother, sometimes the hard things are what produces the greatest light in our life and proves that God is good all the time. God's good. Amen. Could you say with me, he's real good? He's real good. He's given me a good family, good life, a good church. But I thought about it this way. I heard a song this morning. It was simply thanking God for his word. Oh, he's given me a good book. He's given me a good book. I walked out the front porch on last Sunday morning. Mason Phillips was standing out there. And I just started doing that. He smiled. I said, wait a minute. I've left my Bible. And I run back in here and it was still sitting right up here. And I grabbed it, went back out there and locked the door. And he said, there's something about keeping the sword in your hand, ain't there? I'll tell you right now, he gave me a good book. You know what I found in this book? I found there's times when I can read it, Roger Best, and it'll put me on my knees. Amen. I can read parts of this book, Dustin, and it'll break my heart just like that. And I'll fall down and I'll say, God, how sorry that I am. I can't believe that you put. And then I read the next part and says, his mercy endures forever. And that he's had great grace on me. He's loved me through every time that I wasn't lovable. He's loved me, friend, when I was living in sin or wasn't following him. Brother, God's real good, and he's good all the time. He's given me a good book. Hey, let me encourage you tonight, if you ain't reading the good book, you need to pick it up. Hey, I like the pages. I don't know about you, but I still like the book itself. I know some people like it other ways, but I like the book. Amen. I like the feel of the book. I like the weight of the book. Amen. I ain't a sword fighter, but I can tell you right now, I'd know the difference between a good sword and a feather. Huh? You know, you give somebody that's trained up in that, and you hand them something like a half-rotten stick, and they're going to say, hang on, that ain't going to do it. I need what I know. What David told Saul was, he said, I ain't proved them things. He said, but I tell you what I have proved. He said, you just leave me alone. Let me take my sling. He said, God, do something with that little sling and a few rocks. He said, God knows what to do with that. I tried that. Let me tell you something. I've tried this book, and it's real good. It's real good. You say, preacher, I ain't got time to read. Let me tell you something. You ain't got time not to read. Amen. You better hear that. You ain't got time not to read. You ain't got time not to invest yourself in this real good book. This book that is life unto us. It is bread. It is sustenance to our heart. It's a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. Brother, God can hide it in you that you're not sinning against him. It's a real good book tonight. Jesus said, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It's written of me. It's a real good book. Say, preacher, if you had to keep just one book, which one you would keep? Well, you don't even have to think about that. Just give me this one. Just give me the old blessed book. Give me that book that's rescued me thousands of times. I mean thousands of times. I'm not making that up. Amen. I don't know how many times that I've been distraught and didn't know what to do and didn't know where to turn. And I've just opened that old book and it spoke to my soul and it's lifted me up out of that dark place I was in and it set me back into that place of light and warmth. Brother, God's got a book today and it's a living word. It is a word that'll move into your soul if you're a child of God. It's a real good book tonight. Thank God for his word. The psalmist said it like this in Psalms 119. He said, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? And he said, by taking heed thereto to every word of his book. It's a good book tonight. If you ain't reading the book, you ought to read the book. Say, preacher, I don't know how to study the Bible. Why don't you just read it first? Yeah. Amen. If you're worried about studying, why don't you just start reading it? and see if the Holy Ghost, if you've been born again, friend, there's something that'll bear witness with you out of this book. Amen. You say, preacher, I didn't get nothing out of it yesterday. Well, probably because you didn't read enough. Now, I've had days, I'm telling you, I've had literal days where I've read. And they wasn't nothing. Gavin spoke to me. And then pick it up the next day and two words knock me off my feet and absolutely bless my socks off. Amen. I'm telling you right now, this book is alive and it has power and it'll save you. The Bible said that it's strong, it's quick, and it's powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. You can have what you want, but I want the good book tonight. It's real good. It's real good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Give thanks unto the Lord. Praise his name, for he's good. He's real good. He's real good. You know what I'd like to tell some of them poor souls that are stuck in this world, just locked down in addictions and sin, and they think somehow or another that there ain't no way they can get free. I'd like to tell them about the good God that I know. Hey, man, I know plenty of people. Hey, man, let me brag on you, Larry. You're back with us, and I'm glad you are. Thank God for it. I thank God for it. It's an answer to my prayer that you're sitting there tonight and probably a lot of other people that's here. But I'm glad God can take an old alcoholic and sit him on a bench. Yep. Yeah. He's real good. I'm not talking about a little good. I'm not talking about good tomorrow. I'm talking about he's real good right now. He's done for you. He's done for me. He's done for you more than you could ever imagine he'd ever do, beyond what we could ask or think. Hey, man, how in the world do we get stuck in a place where we don't praise God and we don't worship him? He's always real good. Real good. He's given us a real good book. Hey, man, I noted that he gave me a good spirit. I ain't talking about mine. I'm talking about his. Amen. Amen. I don't know how many times you consider that during the week, but I do. I consider the Holy Spirit of God my friend. Amen. What Jesus said is it's expedient for you that I go away. He said, for if I don't come, he said, he ain't coming. He said, but when I go, he said, he's going to send him. He's going to send the comforter. Amen. We need a little comfort every now and then. Amen. There are times, brother, when I just need it to hug me and to hold me and to help me. And brother, I'll tell you right now, that's just exactly what he'll do. He will not fail. He will be there. Hey, thank God. When I got born again, the Holy Ghost of God was put in my soul. And friend, he has been my constant companion for the last 50 years now. The Holy Ghost of God has been real, real good to me. Amen. I've come to learn in my life, friend, that until the Holy Spirit comes, I ain't happy. Amen. Amen. I can sit in 100 services, but if the Holy Ghost ain't present, I'd just soon been at the house. But I love it when he shows up. Amen. You say, is he in you? Yeah, he's in me. But I like it when he gets loose. Amen. He starts moving among us. You put a bunch of people that believe in him and believe in the Son of God and the Father. Brother, he'll start moving in between. He'll start manifesting himself in ways that'll bless everybody in the building. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Praise his holy name. He's real good. There's been times the Holy Spirit of God has done for me what no man, there wasn't nobody knew but him. Amen. I couldn't tell nobody else what was on my mind. I couldn't even whisper it to nobody else. I never said it out loud. But amen, I got a friend, brother, that lives inside me. Amen, the third part of the Godhead. When I got born again, friend, he changed that was on the inside and gave me eternal life. And brother, I am sealed till the day of redemption by the Holy Ghost of God. I'll tell you right now, he's real good. And I'm real glad that he's in me. Amen. You say, preacher, Spirit of God just comes and goes in me. No. Amen. No, that ain't what he said. He said when he sends him, he said he'll abide. You know what abide means? It means take up residence. Amen. He lives in me. He lives in me. Hey, I'm thankful to God that I've got a real good friend. and the third part of the Godhead. You say, well, sounds like a crutch to me. Hey, friend, when you're crippled, a good crutch is handy. Amen. If you cripple like me, it's handy to have a good crutch. It's handy to have something you can lean on, somebody you can depend on, somebody that won't let you down, that'll get you there. The Holy Ghost of God ain't never failed me. He's real good. He's real good. What's a shame when we quench him, considering how good he is? Ain't it a shame when we offend him? And the Bible said we can do both. You can't offend an it. You ever thought about that? You can't offend, you can't quench. But he's not an it, he's a person. He's the third part of the Godhead. Always has been, always will be. These three are one. And you can quench him when he starts to move, when he starts to work, when he starts trying to be, listen to me, when he starts trying to be real good in your life, you can put a lid on that thing. You can shut him down. And you can offend him. It happens. Amen. Happens here. There are times when this thing, you can feel the Spirit of God just beginning to move and grow and get big among us, and then suddenly it just shuts down, closes down. All gets quiet again. You say, what happened, preacher? Somebody said no. Somebody said, I don't think it's real good. You know what? If we just grab a hold of him and say, hey, I want you to take off. And I don't care what that means. If that means I got to get up, raise my hand, shout, sing, testify, if I've got to preach, if I've got to pray, whatever it is, I want you to have your way in me. I want you to be real good. He's real good. Amen. When I think of the Spirit, I tell you one of the great things, and I don't know about you, but I pray this. It's often that I pray this. I'll get to a place, the consternation in my poor little brain. I'll get to the place and say, God, I don't know. And I'm a weeping and praying and say, God, I can't figure it out. I don't know what to do. I may be messing. I don't know what. I can't seem to get it right. And I'll just say, Holy Spirit, would you pray for me? Just a minute. Pray for me. So, well, that's odd. No, that's biblical. The Bible said the Holy Spirit of God makes intercession for me. Yeah, amen. The Holy Spirit utters groanings unto God the Father that I can't utter. Amen. That's biblical. Amen. You can cry out and say, hey, I know you're there. I need you to pray for me for a minute. I need you to help me with this one. I can't get out what needs to be said, but I know you can. You think the Holy Ghost prays for you? He prays for me, I'll tell you that much. I believe the Word of God, and I believe he's real good at it. He's real good. I got a real good shepherd. Well, there ain't no way to exhaust this list, so I'm going to finish it pretty soon. But I got a real good shepherd. Amen, amen. The more I learn about sheep, them some dumb critters. Amen. They have got to have some shepherding. Amen. No cow, you just put them out there, as long as they got some grass and water, they'll make it. Amen. But you put some sheep out there, and bless God, if they ain't a shepherd comes through every day, they liable to be anywhere doing anything. Amen. Or plumb lost out in the middle of nowhere. Amen. I'll never get over what Brad Hedrick told me about that one standing in the corner, the fence looking at the corner, and the rest of the flock up there on the hill. And it was stuck in the corner. All he had to do was turn around and look up the hill. Yep. That's me and old Scott right there. How'd I get out of this mess? And the Holy Spirit saying, turn around, son. Just turn around. Turn around, look up. Turn around, look up. Let me help you. I'm going to turn you around now. Look up. Yeah, let me raise you out now. Okay, yeah, you see him? That's what he's doing to me every day. You think you're so spiritual, you wouldn't make it 5 minutes without the Spirit. Amen. 5 minutes, you'd be so lost. You'd have run so far from God. You'd be like that sheep with a bucket on his head, standing in a corner and half your backside in a hole. Amen. You wouldn't know which way was out. But I got a good shepherd. Amen. That's what the That's what the psalmist said. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. And you could read the rest of it, but I like what it said. Come all the way down to verse number 6 in Psalms 23. And he said, for surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. How come? Because you got a good shepherd. It ain't because you extra smart or you extra able. It's because you got a real good shepherd. Amen. Everything from verse number 1 down to verse number 6, all it was saying was he's real good. You know, he is a real good shepherd. These people worship and serve all kinds of things, but most of them don't help them. Most of them lead them further away from real help, and they get farther and farther into the darkness of this world and sin. But brother, I've got a good shepherd. He's real good. Do you know he leads me beside still waters? Makes me lie down in them green pastures where there's plenty to eat. Amen. I know I was joking earlier when I said the righteous shall be made fat. Yeah. And there ain't a whole lot of skinny in here. God is real good. Amen. I'm the first to tell you, I need to lose some weight. I'm trying to get on that wagon. But I have to say, God is real good. God is real good. He's a good shepherd. Let me finish with this. He's given me a good future. I'm going to make a statement. I'd serve this real good God even if he wasn't a heaven. Really? Yes, sir. I've done seen enough to know. I have found the way. I have found the way. Glory, hallelujah. I have found the way. It's real good. It's real good. And I'm glad it's real and good. It's real good. But I got a good future. According to the Bible said that about Abraham, that he never did make this world his home. That's probably what helped him mostly, was he never considered the current as what was important. But according to the Bible, he was always looking for something out there. According to the scripture, the Bible said that he was looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. That while he was here, he was a sojourner. He was a pilgrim just passing through. I got a real good future ahead of me. So, preacher, you're done over the hill. Amen. To you, amen. I am living in a time when everybody I work with say, I thought I might live to that day, but I have lived to it. That everybody I work with is younger than me. And they call me the old man of the and when I hear it, it still surprises me. I got a real good future, but it ain't on this earth. My future has nothing really to do with this earth. This place is simply a place where I am getting ready for a better land. And to the people of God, there is a longing in our heart. There's a longing in our heart for that. And I'll tell you how great this truth is. I saw it last night. This was a great truth as I stood there in the room last night with Mary. And she had received word about the issue, and you know, it wasn't nothing they could do. It's in God's hands. I saw grace and I saw peace in its purest form. A woman that had just been told, you know, nothing we can do. Just a little time left, that's all there is. Nothing we can do. And as I looked in her eyes and stood by her bed and talked with her, there was peace. As she talked, there was a grace. And I thought to myself, that's a real good God. Yeah. And then I thought to myself, she got a real good future because she ain't real concerned about what's left here. It suddenly changes everything when we get in perspective that our future is not about what we go through here, but that just as we leave this place, we're going to go into a land that is fairer than day. See, right now, by faith, I can see it afar. And Valerie, right now, it looks like it's way out there, right? I feel like I'm still young. I ain't, but I feel like it. I'm still young. It feels like, Melissa, that it's way out there. But it could be. Listen to me. If somebody calls you tomorrow and says he's dead, he's gone, don't you believe him?
Yeah, right.
Because I've lived my whole life to step into that land.
Yep.
Everything I am is about that place and the man that's in it. It's a real good future I'm talking about. Real good. Yep. Live for him so they know. There's nothing like what's coming. Isaiah said the half has not yet been told. Eye hath not seen, ears not heard. The Apostle Paul would come in the New Testament and quote part of that scripture and say, but the Holy Spirit has revealed unto us some more. We know more than what Isaiah knew. We got the New Testament. We got Revelations. We've heard what it's built of. We've heard of the gates of pearl and the streets of gold and the foundations of precious jewels and stone. We've heard it about a land where there's no need for a sun, for the Lamb of God is the light forever, a place where God shall wipe away all tears. There'll be no more death nor dying. There'll be no sorrow or heartache, no sin in that land. Thank God for a good future. Real good future. There ain't no reason really to put your tent stakes down too far, because you ain't here long. According to the scripture, you're here today and you're gone tomorrow. Like a flower, you grow and then quickly fades away. You better have a real good future, because this world don't offer much hope. It don't offer much hope. Well, come get a song. Come get a song. Boy, what a good God we have. He's real good. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And I'm going to make a note in my Bible right there at good and just put real good. He's real good. And I'm glad, friend, that there are days when we need a real good God. There's times, listen, you just need poured out to a real good God. He knows what's in there anyway. It's poured out. Let him have it. But brother, when you put in his hands everything you can't fix, everything you've messed up, everything you're worried about, everything you're concerned about, and you've got it in a good place. Because there ain't one second since time began that the Father on the throne that lets me call him Father made me one of his own. There ain't one second of the millennia that he has not been real good. He's good to me. He's good to me. Is he good to you? He's real good. He's real good. And I just want to praise him. And I believe that's why you'll find five or six times in the Psalms alone where he said the very same thing. He said, praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endureth forever. Multiple times in the Psalms, you'll find that same thing wrote over and over. Then you go into 2 Chronicles and you'll find it again. where throughout the ages of time, there have been wondrous, glorious glimpses of God's people when they figured out that He's real good. And they all throwed their hands up in the air. And they all sang. And they all worshiped. He gave me another message on that today. Boy, it was good too. I'll preach it maybe if He'll let me. But there's a real good God that deserves real good praise and worship all the time. All the time. He's worthy of that. Stand with us tonight. Stand with us. If you're here tonight and need to pray, you're welcome to join us in prayer. Come pray.